Section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
86 Productions.
Welcome to the QI Sports League Podcast, Season 12, Episode number 17 and number 87 in the series. I am your host, Andrew Hughes, and I'm joined by 5/7 guests this week. We have the 2006-2011 champion, Mr. Amazing, the 2019 champion, Mr. Doug Hahn, the 2002 champion, Mr. Brian Shatit, and the 2027 champion, Mr. Jonathan Oberg. Let's get in the results of the championship game for KSL. We had Andy over Aaron, Peyton over Snyder.
Champion game. Let's get to the champion game. That's the only one.
Tybo over Eric and
Eric over Tybo.
Oh, I'm sorry. Eric over Tybo. So, Doug, who won for the Magic Cup this year?
In my head, I did.
In your really in your head?
Yes.
So, what happened? Did Kevin win?
Kevin won.
So, Kevin Smith is the 2013 champion of the Kiwani Sports League, and he's going to own at some point the Magic Cup. So, what are you? So,
we're probably not going to get the Magic Cup done this year, are we?
Well, probably not.
When are we going to collect dues, Andy?
We probably should start next year.
Oh, really? That's what you said last year.
Fuck you.
And you said that the year before, and the year before that one.
So as soon as
Doug, what happened? Why did Kevin beat you?
You know what? I'll give Kevin the fact that he psyched me out. I was trying not to watch the Monday night game, and sure enough, some idiot gave him my number, and I will find you. I will find you. This is the warning. And he calls me up probably within like the first quarter and starts telling me about the whole game or just little parts of the game to get me really excited about the game. And now he's like, I can't watch it. I'm going to win if I don't watch. And sure enough, I turn it on just in time. And my wife turns to me and goes, "You're losing, aren't you?" And I go, yeah, I am. She goes, "What does it take for you to win?" I go, "I need something huge, like an interception run back penis. For a touchdown." Yeah, or a penis. And so, sure enough, that's exactly when Bowman intercepts the pass and runs it back for the touchdown. I go, maybe I should have been watching this game from the beginning.
Oh.
And then, sure enough, it wasn't enough. And she's like, "You're still losing." I was like, "Thank you for rubbing that in." Well, she made a point to me that says if I don't win the championship this year, she gets to pick my team next year.
Uh-oh.
You heard it here first.
It's in the books. Andy, write it down.
It's in the books.
She is going to be doing my draft next year.
Ooh. That sucks.
I never agreed on that.
So congratulations to me for having the first pick next year, maybe.
So
the following year, yeah.
Do you think that Kevin won, or did you get upset?
I got upset.
Really?
I got upset. I thought about it too much. I tweaked my team a little bit too much. They just underperformed.
You don't think
Peyton Manning, told you too.
You don't think Peyton Manning beat you all by himself?
Yes. 1 yard shy, and I probably would have won the game.
Oh, wait. Didn't you have... You also had two receivers get 97 yards.
Two receivers, 97 yards. Own it.
Own it when you talk.
Own it, Brian. Really shove it in there. I mean, I know you're used to Aaron's small one, but you really got to...
Mics were good.
Uh-huh.
So, yes. Doug, you lost by under 14 points.
Under 14
and
points.
Was that from your tweaking, do you think?
Yes. That was definitely from the tweaking.
It was from his twerking.
You were twerking.
I was twerking, too.
You were twerking your lineup.
I was twerking the tweaking.
Okay.
While tweeting.
Okay. While tweeting.
While tweeting.
Gosh.
I mean, I did. I psyched myself out of it. I took Vinatieri out, and he had 5 field goals. I took Ellington out, and he had enough points for me to beat Kevin. And I put Andre Caldwell in, who just shit a brick. And
who?
Andre Caldwell.
Who's that?
That was the guy who took over for Wes Welker.
Where?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The
90s.
Yes!
So, Doug, do you think yours was the biggest upset of the week?
Yes.
All right. What about you, Brian? What do you think was the biggest upset?
Me not even being there?
And Johnny, what about you?
Oh, Brian not being there?
Hey, Hey, Johnny, just out of curiosity, did you win the Bakerfield this year?
I did not.
Oh, that goes to who, Aaron?
The beer in my hand. That goes to Ty Palmer. Two times in 3 years.
Oh, wow. I'm surprised. I thought Johnny would be the...
The back-to-back champion. Yeah, no. Johnny, surprisingly enough, he was able to do well.
For once he pulled it out.
Yeah.
For once he pulled out.
He won two official games and one unofficial this year. So, you know, Johnny. Johnny, do you want to hold the championship belt?
I do not.
Are you sure?
No, because everybody's giving Kevin herpes through the belt.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Oh, let me rub that.
Uh-huh. Can he kiss it a little? Maybe lick it?
No.
Yummy.
So let's talk some survival and pick 'em news. So who won survival for the three-peat?
8 weeks in a row that it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Okay. Fuck you guys. I won it.
You still haven't won it as many times as I have.
Actually, real quick, I didn't check this out, Andy. Can you check out who won the league pick'ems? Doug, do you know? Was it you or me?
I actually don't know.
Oh, gosh.
I was only one behind you.
Yeah.
You didn't tell me I had to load stuff up.
Well, yeah, I do apologize, Andy, that I'm making you
thank
work.
Thank you for Section 86 editing and recording this podcast and being prepared.
Okay, the champion goes to a tie. But here's the weird part about the tie. Aaron went 49-41. Doug went 49-36.
Oh.
So here's the weird part. Technically, Doug has a better percentage.
He has
by
better percentage. But is he on
57.6, but Aaron is at 54.4.
I'm on top.
It goes by first letter.
Well, we're sharing this title, Doug.
Just right. Like, well, if it was voters. You and Joe, I could probably make a bunch of jokes up.
Yeah. Well, what would we call the title then?
Aaron Andy title.
I hate you guys.
It's called the Boober Sandwich.
The Wobbly Andy.
The cock meat sandwich.
All right,
he
so
is the lucky Pierre.
Andy, do you want to move on to the interview section?
Let's do some interviews. So, Johnny, how do you feel you did this season? Did it pan out exactly how you thought it was going to be?
No, not really, I guess. I had first pick last year with AP going right off the board.
Uh-huh.
Number one player, traded him to Aaron eventually.
What a bullshit trade that was.
What did you trade him for?
Did you guys feel that was bullshit?
I know.
Because that fell into Doug rule.
Well, it should have been at least the sixth round.
Aaron. Nowhere. Mm. So, yeah. It got him nowhere.
How did it work for you, though? You could have had AP, but you traded your, sixth-round pick for...
Seventh.
For who? Who'd you trade it for? Come on.
He's invisible now.
Come on.
Hernandez?
Own it.
Ridley.
Okay.
Ridley? That was a great pick.
He traded for AP.
My seventh-round pick.
Exactly.
Wait, you gave me this?
I actually gave you mine, which is worse for you because he's going to have a higher pick. So in the seventh round, I'm going to pick higher than you will.
Oh, gosh.
You fucked me, Brian.
Brian.
You didn't exactly.
And Brian, that is why you missed the playoffs.
That you were going to trade
actually,
AP.
If he would have made the playoffs, though, he would have beat you first round.
He would have. And he would have won his second round.
No, I wouldn't have.
Oh.
Kevin.
No, I think he would have won.
No, Kevin would have beat him.
That's right. Yeah, because of the switch.
So, Johnny, I understand what you're saying. The Doug rule wasn't in effect, so you couldn't go higher than the sixth round.
Well, maybe we should explain what the Doug rule is real quick, Aaron.
Again?
The Doug rule.
To the people that don't know anything about the league.
Doug,
QAnySportsLeague.com.
A year ago.
We're on Twitter, too.
Totally legal. I gotta start looking at Twitter. Totally legal. Doug had a fire sale, and he traded away his players for draft picks for next year.
And I still beat Oberg in the Bakersfield.
The problem was that everybody did it at once, and so no one saw that Doug was getting all these extra picks. And so Doug got an extra fifth and two extra sixths.
I had an extra fifth. Because
pick.
I had Obers on one side, and then it was like, you know what? I think I could handle Aaron too. Yeah.
So I got an extra fifth and two extra sixths. And so this year we said you cannot trade anything that is above your fifth round pick. So you can trade a sixth.
So let me pose this to you because we added the Doug rule. Should we now add the Aaron Hughes rule where you can't carry eight running backs?
That's something I can't change because Yahoo does not allow us to do that. Because I would make it so you can't have more than five running backs right off the bat. You can't have more than five. But technically, he can fill all of his bench positions with running backs if he wanted to, which is bullshit. But
however, though, what did I finish this year?
Exactly, he finished eighth.
Yeah, so
that means he sucked.
At the end of the day, I had obviously it didn't work out for me. So you could always pick up
if Yahoo allows us
to pick up.
You could have traded with me
if Yahoo allows us to change that. That will be changed where you can only have five running backs, and that's it. That way, someone like him,
I would have done it.
Anyways, so John. Do you think that you have a chance to win your division next year?
Yeah, absolutely. Same division?
Yeah, same division next year.
Absolutely.
I mean, who's in your division?
Weak. Nobody.
Okay.
What?
Even with Kevin in there.
Yeah. Who's...
Him?
I'm in there, and so is Nanigay. Oh.
Weak sauce.
So you're going to win it next year, you think? Division.
I will win it.
Now, do you think that you'll win your conference next
year? Wait. Do I hear a wager? You know what?
Are we talking picks?
No. I want this.
For you last time.
They got me to the championship. They didn't win it for me, but they got me there. I want somebody in our league to say that they will change their name for the whole season. Mm. I thought about doing it to Boardman, but we didn't both get on the podcast. I was going to do it for the playoffs. I was going to say that he had to change his name for the next season. If I beat him in the playoffs, or he could choose what my team name would be for the next season.
Ooh. Wouldn't that have sucked with me and you, our wager this year?
Oh, yeah.
Because I beat you the first game of the year.
And I beat you the second, but...
But yeah. What I'm saying is you would have had to change your name for the whole season.
I know.
What I'm saying, though, right now, since we're all on a new slate, not for this year, but Johnny, will you let somebody pick your name for the following year if you do not win the division?
Depends on who it is.
Okay, I'll let you pick that person.
Okay, let's say whoever wins the division then can decide your team name. So that means you have Dave Nanigay, Kevin Smith, or Noel Bulch.
If it's Aaron, it'll be Whitney. That's all I have to say. Like,
well, that's fine. That's fine. Okay, we'll say it can't be anyone that Aaron's been inside of.
So it won't be Joe either.
It can't
be Joe. Okay. All right. That's interesting.
All right, Johnny.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
So let's move on though to the questions. This year, what surprised you the most?
Kevin actually won it.
Well, it only took him 12 seasons.
I was gonna say 12 years.
You know, he's been in the finals twice, and so he's 1-2 in the finals. Mm-hmm. And he finally did it. I can't say anything because I'm 0-1 in the finals, but whatever. Let's not bring up old shit. So, yeah, so that's the one thing that surprised you is that fact that Kevin won. Nothing else, not the fact that...
Hoofter did as well as he did.
That, too. I will agree with that.
I was actually really surprised with that.
Okay, now, if there are any changes, what would you like to see next season, if there's any that you can think of?
Any rule against Aaron.
Okay.
Any rule that stops him from picking up players like...
Like Adrian Peterson?
Like...
I gave you an extra seventh round pick, so you should not be upset about that.
Brian's, I appreciate.
No, I gave you mine. I have Brian's.
Okay, well, you gave me yours because of Brian. Yeah.
That is correct. I would not have traded a seventh round for AP.
Yeah, you would have.
All right. So, is KSL the best fantasy football league that you've ever been a part of?
Absolutely. Are you kidding me? There's a waiting list.
There's a waiting list. We have a website, which is KeyWineSportsLeague.com.
And we have Twitter.
We have Twitter and a Facebook fan page, which has 400 likes on there.
And it's official Facebook.
And we have a fluffer.
Yes, yes, we do.
What's Kevin doing right now?
Right? The champion is also the fluffer. I think we forgot to tell him that.
Yeah, so...
he knows.
So anyway, so Johnny, is there anything else you want to add?
No, I think the point scoring and everything was pretty good. Mm-hmm. I did get... Oh, my God. Joe, stat correction, beat me... I think once he beat me by 1 point, and then the following week, I had another stat correction. Yeah.
That would be me.
And I'm like, are you guys kidding me? Like, two stat corrections that close to games, and I get beat. That's bogus.
Dude, I'm sorry it's stat corrections. I can't change that. That's all the Yahoo/NFL scoring people.
We're talking about stat corrections. We ain't talking about the game. We're talking about stat.
Playoffs? Playoffs? You kidding me? So anyways, let's move on to Doug. Doug, so how do you think the season panned out for you? Was it exactly how you thought it was going to be?
It wasn't exactly how I thought it was going to be. I really did think I was going to go undefeated with all the draft picks that I had. Mm-hmm. But losing as many as I did during the year, I was very happy to have those extra draft picks to fill in for that. So overall, successful year. Number one in the whole league points-wise. And
number one overall.
Number one overall, yeah.
Yeah, so you did pretty well this year.
I did very well, except for two games against Dave, and I cannot believe I lost to Palmer.
What was Palmer's record, by the way? Do you know off the top of your head?
I do not, but I know
five and eight.
He won. He won with the second lowest score. I mean, my team just did not show up that week.
Doug, do you think that was karma from 2006 when he beat Andy by scoring the second lowest amount of points
in
the playoffs?
I think I got hit by a lot of fantasy karma this year.
Mm-hmm.
I think the Doug rule got me to the championship, and then karma just hit me like a little bitch.
Well, do you think that you're? Do you think you're going to win your division next year? I mean, with the hard, you know, people that are in your division, do you think that
he's saying that they're the hard right now?
They are.
They're hard. We're all hard.
They're all thinking of me, so they're all hard.
But do you think that you can be? You know, do you think that you know? Could Borman get it? Could Dave get it? Could myself actually win the division? Or is it
get it?
Yes, yes, exactly. Or do you think that you are definitely going to go back to back with the PB&J conference or division? I'm sorry.
I think it's going to be harder. I don't have as many picks. I do have. I lost the 10th round to pick up the amazing Josh Cribbs from Aaron. Thank you for that.
Josh Cribbs?
Not Josh Cribbs. Sorry.
Josh Gordon.
Josh Gordon.
Oh. Pickup of the year.
No, I got Josh Cribbs. Sean was the pickup of the year. 22 round or 26th round? 22nd round. I got No Sean.
You're right, 26th round.
Yeah, because we have that many. And that's not a joke. We do have 26.
Exactly,
25 now.
Oh.
We're going down to 24 next year.
Oh, okay.
That's correct, yep.
So, but, you know, I had a decent draft.
That's against Aaron.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You can't have eight running backs now.
Yeah, we're losing a spot, which actually will...
That just means he won't play a defensive player and have eight running backs.
I'm not going to have a defense this year.
I'm not going to pick up Josh Cribbs.
So that was the trade of the year for me, at least.
So what surprised you the most this year? I mean, was it Hoofter? Was it the fact that Oberg stunk it up again? I mean, what was it?
No, because that's predictable. Right? I knew Hoofter would do well, actually, because, you know, my work league is actually based off the KSL.
Okay.
So when I taught Hoofter how to play, that's right, I'm taking all the credit for Hoofter's success. He gets none of it. So he did very well in my work league. He didn't win it, but he did very... I mean, he was number one in the league.
What?
Sorry. A
little sidebar over here.
This is Section 86 editing at its best. So...
I just lost a member.
Which one?
So did Aaron.
Which member?
I missed something?
Yeah. You miss a lot.
I apologize. Side note. She asked who Eric Van Hefty was, and I said, who Hoofter was. I said, it's Eric Van Hefty. She goes, I don't know who that is. I go, he's much younger than you. Oh!
I know the name, so it's not that much younger than me.
All right, so Doug.
My biggest surprise is the fact that out of 12 teams, 8 people make the playoffs. There's 4 people in each division, and all 4 from one division made the playoffs.
That is correct.
Which is bullshit.
Well, hey, we got
crying,
the
bitch?
We got the 5th, 6th, and 7th seeds locked up. Look at that shit of lockdown, you know.
Yeah, lockdown. So, I mean, it was. I think that was the biggest surprise, is to see four people from one division make the playoffs.
Yeah, I actually do agree with you. That was pretty amazing. So, are there any changes you would like to see for next season?
A couple changes. I think one of the things that I had a difficult time always being on top of this league actually hindered my team in the fact that because of the waiver wire. The Aaron rule of picking up the best available guy on the waiver wire at the time, it really hurt because by the time it got to me, I had the 12th best person on the waiver wire.
Mm-hmm.
And most of the time, that guy was worthless.
True, but
unless I got lucky and got a guy 2 weeks early, I could not pick up anybody to replace the people that got injured. When Reggie Wayne went down, I couldn't pick up anybody.
Well, here's the good news. That's changed for next season. We're going to do a continuous rolling waiver. So let's say you're number one on the waiver wire and you don't pick up anyone, and then you wait till Wednesday, we'll say afternoon, to pick up your players. You're still number one.
Yeah.
That's the best part. So that'll actually help you out if you're winning again next year.
Yeah. So the year that I don't need it, because I'll probably be the one of the lower teams. But
that actually might have won if you that would have been
that. I probably would have. I probably would have had somebody to plug into my.
I may have made the playoffs.
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 But the other thing I'd like to see change is the defensive scoring. You went from 30 points to 5 on one touchdown.
Yeah.
That was just a huge difference.
Okay.
One touchdown should not lose you 25 points.
It was meant basically so if you had someone kick one field goal or two field goals, you only went down one, but then...
Oh, you went down on two.
Oh, yeah.
See,
at the same time.
I agree with Doug. I would want to see a 30-20-10 would be the thing I would... And it sounds like you'd probably agree with that.
Okay. Just something a little bit more even to work it out a little bit.
All right. Sounds good. So, are we the best fantasy football league out there?
I have to say yes. I mean, out of all the leagues that I play in, which is about 7, I've got to win one.
Doug, why did we cheat on that one public lead? We never started.
We stopped playing after the draft. That's why. But
yeah.
Actually, I think we're still playing. I think we're playing this week.
We're playing this week.
I have 3 people that are on the IR. Starting, so I wouldn't worry about that one. But between this is my top league. This is the league that I would care most about.
This is pop top.
So you can win the other 6 leagues, but it doesn't matter until you get to.
It really doesn't. And then also, I've won my work league. So it's like, okay, I've won the work league. That kind of went down a little bit. I've already won it. I've won the Elite League.
That's because everybody can tell. Hates him there. Fuck, Doug won again.
Yeah. I've won the Elite League. And you can tell this year, I didn't really pay attention. I was always the one person picking up guys on Sunday off the waiver wire where everybody else is picking them up, the previous week. So I've won that league, and I beat Mike into submission. So
beat him into submission.
Is he still back on the waiting list, or is he just too afraid?
Yeah, I think he's interested in rejoining.
Okay,
he's showing some.
Well,
interest.
he should be in fear.
He is.
I
of you.
Yes.
2006.
Oh, 2006. Dougie. Yeah.
I don't think next year, but the year after, maybe.
I do too.
I will teach him how to Dougie.
Gosh. All right. So
Let's take a quick break to thank our sponsors.
HostGator, thank you.
HostGator!
So we got Brian in here, so let's ask Brian some questions. There's a wafting of something going on in the air right now. So Brian, how did you think the season did for you this year?
Streaky.
Aaron got freckles.
So it was streaky. Oh my gosh, that's coming over here. So define streaky.
I started off 0-3.
Uh-huh.
And the next 6 in a row, then lost out.
Really?
And didn't make the playoffs.
And you almost made the playoffs. How much did you not make it in by?
Less than 2 points.
Was it less than 2 points?
Yep.
Let's see.
It was less than 2, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, come on. Trust me, I know.
Nah, according to this, it was a little bit more.
No, it wasn't.
No,
Aaron, well, is that the first girl you've asked to trust you?
All right, so it was. So what you're saying is that so you lost only by you didn't miss the playoffs just by a couple points. Do you think that you have a chance actually winning your division next year?
I got to make the playoffs first.
Playoffs.
Hey, Brian, just out of curiosity, who was present last time you win the playoffs?
Actually, I don't even remember.
Hoover. George Bush.
George Bush.
Yeah. Hoover. The first one. Just kidding, the second one.
The second term.
Brian, let me ask you. 5 seasons now, you've missed the playoffs.
It's a record that won't be broken.
I would agree with that, just like Johnny's horrible record of winning percentage. But I got to ask you, 5 seasons, are you due for a bounce back?
Hey, it was this season.
So are you going to do better next season?
I hope so.
Yeah,
oh.
You're letting his wife pick
his
team.
No.
Oh. So, okay.
Six rounds all right. My draft this year.
Just out of curiosity, if you do not make the playoffs next year, does your wife draft for you?
Absolutely not.
It does.
Will you draft the Chicago Bears?
Hey, Brian.
It seems to work.
Can you say does?
Does.
Thank you. All right.
Brian, can you just say yes?
Just say yes.
Sir, yes.
That's
consent.
All we need.
Consent. Like
exactly. So what surprised you the most this year?
Kevin won.
Kevin finally winning? The fact that he went 12 seasons, made it the first. Now, the first time he made it to the Magic Cup Finals, who did he lose to?
That'd be me.
All right, so. Well,
and then again, we only had five teams. That was his best opportunity.
So the fact that he actually, you know, went to the finals, but you spanked him, of course. And it took him 11 seasons just to get back to the finals again. Are you surprised that he actually won by, you know, I think by 20 points? Are you surprised by that?
Not 14. Really.
Whatever.
14. Yeah, 14. Quit.
He's had
just quit.
He's probably had one of the most consistent teams for 12 seasons.
Now, always. I will say he's never had a losing record.
Huh?
Never. He's the only person never to have a losing record.
Wow.
Yeah. I think his worst record was 7-6?
Seven and seven.
That was his worst record.
He has no life, you guys. I'm telling you.
Me or Kevin?
You don't need to tell him. Is this an update for Kevin? Kevin, this podcast is an intervention.
Yes. So, Brian, are there any changes you want to see for next year?
Yes.
What's that?
Running back points.
Yes, that is something we're talking about that's most likely going to get changed from 0.5 to 0.2.
5? 0.25?
Yeah, 0.25. Or
0.2.
0.25. Well, we were talking about 0.25, but...
Just because that would be happy.
Well, we'll just talk about... Yeah, that's something that's changed. Same thing with the quarterback completions. Those are the main two that are going to change. Yeah, completions will go to 0.1, and then if we want to do 0.25 for the carries, we can do that.
And going back to what Doug mentioned earlier with the team defense, that is kind of weird how it drops from this to this. But team defense has already scored one of the most in the league.
Not this year, believe it or not. I don't think they're in the top 30. Okay, maybe there's one.
Maybe Kansas City. Kansas City
actually had a lot of points.
Yeah, they did.
That was complete BS. But anyway, so Brian, of every fantasy league that you play in, are we the best?
Yes, it's my only one.
It's your only one. Exactly. There's no other ones that matter.
I don't really play in any other ones.
Yeah.
I have, but
it's just like women.
I was gonna say, is he not allowed to?
I just don't because I spend so much time on this one.
Exactly. That's the way to do it. Hey, do you want to cheat next year and join a public league? You know, like the three of us can do it. Join one and let's start trading.
Seven of us join an 18 league and everybody trade everything to one player.
Yes, exactly.
You have AP, Calvin Johnson, Jimmy Graham,
all get hurt.
Aaron Rodgers and Peyton Manning.
Oh, too soon?
That's my number one.
He might be out by now.
We're going to go ahead and lock that in for Brian.
Right. Well, all his witnesses keep ending up missing.
Speaking of number one picks, has Nanigay made his decision yet?
He told me that you can go fuck yourself.
And he's not coming out of the closet this year. Groundhog saw a shadow.
Yes.
real quick, let me ask you, Brian, if you got to choose your spot right now, what spot in the draft would you choose?
Behind Oberg, like always.
Oh.
Well, that doesn't say much about you.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and say like number 8.
Really?
Really?
What? Wow.
So even if he picks number 1, you'd go number 8?
I think so.
That's actually not a bad...
7 or 8.
Oh, wow.
That's not a bad strategy.
Well, actually, Johnny, we didn't ask you this, but you get to choose your pick, your fourth one to choose. Which spot would you choose?
I think he actually nailed it. I'd go further back. I mean... Well, look at what happened with a lot of our running backs this year. I mean,
top three were done, yeah.
Well,
Doug Martin was injured.
AP eventually AP went down. Aaron Foster's down.
Yeah, I'm just going to go with Chris Johnson and hope that he gets picked up by a team.
He said he won't take a pay cut.
Woo! But no, I think seriously, I was wrong last year with going with the number one pick. I should have went later in the draft
order. Number four or so.
Well, I mean, I waited 24 picks for my second pick, and that's a lot of picks. I'm banking everything on
22
being.
I didn't want to correct him, but
you know.
He's not that smart.
I win.
What is this, a fucking pre-calculus exam?
Hey, Johnny, what was your bet, the funnest draft you had?
The funnest draft?
It was last year.
No.
We had a kegger.
Yeah.
Oh, the 2012?
Oh, that draft.
The 2012 draft.
I somewhat don't remember.
Hey, by the way, tell your mom thank you for taking me home that night. I appreciate it.
The funniest thing is Aaron was over at our house last night and says, "Hey, last time I saw you, you were dropping Johnny back off at our fucking kegger." I'm like, "Aaron, no. Aaron, I don't know what's going on." It was like 7 in the morning.
Oh, yeah. It was a good time. It was a good time. So let's move on to Aaron. Aaron, hey, how did up? You feel you did this season? Was it exactly how you thought it was going to be? Did you know that you're going to give the A-Cup championship back to me?
No, I feel I did a lot worse than I was expecting to do.
Really? Because you said you had the best team.
I said I had the second best.
Who had the first best?
What was Yahoo predictions?
Yahoo predictions. I think they had me at like 11th or so. They had me finishing like 1-12 or 2-11.
They had you doing the Oberg.
Yeah, they had me doing what Oberg did. You know, actually, they had Oberg finishing like 8-5. I think.
Yes.
Yeah.
It was pretty close. They were only off by 6.
Just like when you say your penis is 8 inches.
So, I actually had one of the tougher schedules along with Nanagay. I feel that I could have done a lot better if I was in a different division, too. I feel that I probably could have got 2 more wins. I finished 6-7. I think I should have been 8-5. Would have been
better in a better division?
Well, I was in one of the best divisions.
No, you weren't.
I'm sorry. I was in one of the toughest divisions.
No, you weren't.
Really? Kevin scored the second most points?
Second most. Who scored?
And I scored like fourth most, maybe?
2, 5, 6, 1, and 7.
Sorry, dude.
1, 5, 6, and I was 7th.
Come on. Okay. Points-wise?
That was the toughest division.
That was the toughest division. And plus, all 4 of us made it.
My division anyway. Was next.
Yes, it was.
So yeah, I felt that I could have done maybe a little bit better if I was in, especially Brian's division, I would say for sure.
Okay. Now, do you think that you have a chance to win your division next year?
I do.
I mean, you don't have anyone tough in it, do you?
No, Oberg's in there.
Oberg Comics?
I'm always in there.
the way?
He is at least balls deep into it. There,
but I'm in there.
No, I think that I think I have
you
a
may
shot.
Never know. It may be a hallway.
Although my, I would say my fantasy career goes in.
Is over?
It's like the stock market. I have my ups and downs. I'm going to have a down year next year. I'm going to go 6-7 again.
Okay. Are you going to make the playoffs?
I will make the playoffs. Yeah.
I'll take that bet.
At 6-7.
Okay. If you don't get at least 6-7, Ober gets to name your team.
For the following year.
Okay. And I get to name his team if he doesn't win his division.
Well, No, that doesn't make any sense.
Well, that means I could name your team and you could name my team for the following year.
Ooh, that would be good.
I'd have to win the division.
You'd have to win.
But here's the other thing, too.
If he doesn't win the division, you don't win the division, then nothing happens.
No, I still don't win it.
Yeah. Oh, that's right, because his bet's different. So his bet would be whoever wins the division gets to rename his team.
Yeah.
So are you going to do the same thing, Aaron?
No.
Why not?
Get more than 6 wins?
Well, the more six wins thing, yeah, I can. I'll do that.
I'll have my lawyer look it over.
Yeah, I'll have my lawyer look it over.
Hey, right. Need one.
So, Aaron, what surprised you the most?
Butt sex.
I actually thought Johnny was going to do a lot better. I'm not picking on you more, but you had so many close games that I thought that your team was a 6-7 team, and you went, you know, of course, 2-11.
I actually had a decent team. My running backs were solid. AP, Steven Jackson. Now, at the beginning of the year, obviously we know now.
It's the goatee. Has
she seen the goatee? Did Aaron show you the video of the... Oh, my gosh. Continue.
I saw the hand motion.
I knew the first three.
They put gloves on first, and then they just were like...
I
saw it come out his stomach.
Oh yeah, yeah. You could see it's so
Andy, I would say that Johnny not doing as well as he did, and Palmer doing as well as he did. Because Palmer's team should have been 2-11.
And Palmer ended up 5-8.
5-8.
Just missed the playoffs.
They should have swapped records, in my opinion.
Well, I'm going to say this. I really felt like I drafted better than 50% of the teams.
I would say you drafted pretty well. But, you know, I mean, it's just that scheduling sometimes will really screw you.
Yeah.
So.
Your team was nice on paper.
But
when it comes to the actual.
Now, Aaron, are there any changes you want to see for next season?
Well, we already talked about the points per touch, which we're going to change. Defense. I actually want to see kicker points fall again.
Win in the touching department.
Really?
Just a little bit. I like the 50 yarder, I don't think should be 9 points. I would want to see
it
that.
It should be like 20.
I think it should be six five. Points. In my opinion, I think
you want to do a standard scoring on.
I think
kickers?
It should be 6 points because that's a touchdown. You know, I mean, 6 points is a touchdown. You know,
it's a 50-yarder,
and it's a 50-yarder.
It's a 50-yarder.
Those are cheap shots for some kickers now.
Yeah, like all right. I mean that might be one thing
I think
I'd want
to see.
I
think we need to add a 6-yarder.
Yeah, actually, I agree with that. I think Yahoo should add a 60-yarder, and that could be 9 points.
No, see, that's wish that they had one that was over 60 yards, because that would actually make that.
Here's the thing, though: our kickers are the last ones we pick every year.
But kickers, a couple years ago, they were actually they scored a lot of points in our league.
That's who you want to draft first.
That's what I'm saying is like if we hold the standard differently and we have a higher point, we might actually start having kickers drafted earlier in the.
It will change the strategy of drafting all over.
I don't know. Like I said, I'd want to see it maybe lowered a little bit. You know, okay. I think 9 points might be too much. But that's, you know, just like.
And backup running backs.
That's
because
he can't pick a kicker.
Yeah, backup running backs. We could do team running backs.
Like Ben Tate.
Ben Tate. Gosh. Anyway, so Aaron, is KSL the best league in all of fantasy football and everyone that you've played in?
Who else has a Facebook fan page with 400 likes?
And who else has a website, QYSportsLeague.com?
Who else has a Wikipedia? Who else has Wikipedia, which has all the past owners and the current owners
in
there?
And thank God we are edited by Section86.com.
Yeah. Thank you.
Who else has an awesome Twitter account? You know, I mean, like,
QY Sports?
Yeah. Like,
no, then, Section 86 is
it
great.
And it's also the best Facebook fan page, of course, as well. So, so Aaron, is now time for you to interview me.
Andy, so I want to ask you, how do you feel your season panned out for you?
Well, it did okay until Ty fucked me over in the first round. And, of course, I got knocked out.
Didn't he beat you two other times, too?
Don't bring up bullshit. Okay, we can bring up bullshit right now. But, yeah, I'm 0-3 against him right now. So, I was kind of surprised about the fact that I lost again to Ty. I can't beat Ty. I'm freaking pissed about it.
So three times, yeah. So is that your biggest surprise of the season, then?
No, that's not my biggest surprise. My biggest surprise is the fact that Hoofter
gave him a reach around.
Hoofter did so well. Brian did not make the playoffs, and Johnny crapped the bed again, which I didn't think would happen, but it didn't happen. Yeah, but that's pretty much it. I know I'm going to win my division next year. Okay, maybe I won't. I would like to win my division, I should say. But
same bet goes to you then.
I will take fourth place, though. I don't mind fourth place. Still make the playoffs. I don't mind if I get eighth. All I have to do is just barely get in there. Just the tip. Just the tip.
Just see how it feels.
Just see how it feels. And then whoever number one is, I'll just dominate them. So it changes nothing. But if you want to know if KSL is the best fantasy football league around, hands
He's
down.
Asking the questions,
yeah, Andy.
Not you.
Can I ask you questions? Like, what would you like to change for next year?
Nothing.
What? Nothing. Oh,
I'm really? Just kidding. Everything we discuss besides
I think
the kicker
we should
stuff.
Change commissioners then.
Yeah, we should give it to Kevin.
Yeah, he won the league. He should
be a commish. Let's ask him that.
You know, I want Kevin to be a commissioner as much as I want a hole in my head. So
you got one. You fill it often.
With another hole in my head.
And filled with more multiple
Go
people.
On.
The magical third hole.
Oh, my God. Look at the hole in that one.
So, Andy, is KSL the best?
KeyWineSportsLeague.com. We have a Facebook fan page. We have a Twitter. We should probably come up with a LinkedIn account, and along with the Instagram account as well. We might as well just start doing all that stuff. Pinterest. What else is there?
Yeah, we're on Pinterest.
I'm not on Pinterest.
No.
You don't want to tell me. But yeah, so we are the best around. And there's nothing more to say besides that.
All right.
Thanks to John, Doug, Brian, Aaron, and Andrew for coming on to the show. Be sure to check out Kewaunee Sports League.com for our wiki site. Follow us on Twitter at Kewaunee Sports. Check out our Facebook fan page and also check out our Google Plus page. Thanks to 86 Productions for hosting and editing the podcast, and a big thank you to all the players in the league. And for Johnny Oberg, Doug Hahn, Brian Justine, and Aaron Hughes, I am Andrew Hughes, and until next time, we'll see you on the gridiron. So awesome.